BlogTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
You on drugs?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Everything that guy just says is bullshit.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
You will not use that kind of language in my court. You understand me?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm wearing clothes.
The Omega.
I apologize, sir, but this is how I dress.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
That's one hell of an ego you've got.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Living formal, aren't we?
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G Robin once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Fox with D-Generation X.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Let's get this cleared up right now.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
You were serious about that?
WTR Sunday night.
Sit down and stay there until you're told to leave.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Welcome to the road to WrestleMania.
The final stop on the road to WrestleMania.
The final stop is Fast Lane. You don't stop in the Fast Lane.
They say this is the final stop.
But it's the Fast Lane.
They should call it, like, pit stop or truck stop or rest area.
Remember they
apparently, allegedly, they've never driven in Calgary.
Remember they had Roadblock as a pay-per-view name?
I mean,
yes,
that would have at least worked.
I mean, that at least makes more sense, yes. So, yeah, we watched, and then now we must talk. WWE Fast Lane, our final pay-per-view before WrestleMania in 3 short weeks. So, let us begin. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have... I think we have a Rock.
Yeah, we're here. We're talking the pay-per-view. The song we're listening to is Open Highway, fitting for Fastlane.
Okay.
Whole theme.
I mean, like, no one knows this song.
No, but letting you know.
We will take your word for it.
And as a spoiler alert, the ending song is called Hot Heat, so that all should tie into things.
Okay. Okay, so along with that, we have one Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready to slowly talk about Fastlane.
Talk about Fastlane in the slow lane. You know, whatever keeps it chill, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the one who has to keep it chill from here on for the rest of the night is the one and only Tim Stein.
Bro.
It has to be longer.
That has to be longer?
Yeah. Bro.
Bro.
Yeah, like
that. Is that long enough?
Yeah, you're good.
Yo, bro, what's up? Hey, everybody, good evening. Welcome to the Fastlane Review Edition. WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio Live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Join us, twitch.tv/WTR Live. There's an interactive chat room. Those of us in the chat room, we'll talk back while we talk back to each other. So feel free to come to the chat and visit and hang out and, you know, chill. And come up with business ideas like tricking out scooters.
Bro.
Man, you should not drink Coke right before you go on.
They drank something before this show went on.
Oh, God.
The finishes. Okay, the wrestling was fine on this night. The finishes were just awful throughout the entire night. I don't know what the worst finish was. I think it was Big E and Apollo.
Do you guys think that might have been an accident?
No. It was badly done.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get the WrestleMania and do it again. And just that was a terrible finish.
Taking your word for it, I missed that one.
You didn't miss much.
The match itself,
you missed like some real good stuff.
Big E was freaking impressive.
Oh man,
he threw Apollo Crews around all night. The trash talk too was great. And then they got to the finish, and it's like, we're gonna try a small package and reverse it, and it was awful. But then Apollo got his heat back because you know that's what you do, and beat down Big E, so the feud continues. And I don't know, are we getting the rematch at WrestleMania? Are we doing a multi-man match, Keishi, at WrestleMania for the title? What do you think?
I don't know. Like I wouldn't mind seeing a one-on-one match between them. I think it'd be cool to give like Apollo like a really sweet entrance for WrestleMania with this with his new heel gimmick. I don't know. I like what they're doing with him as far as his gimmick is concerned. It works. He does a very good job at being an annoying heel doing what he's doing. So, but I mean, you know, if they kind of throw a whole bunch of guys into it too, either way.
Tim, what do you think of the finish? Okay.
Tim has no thoughts whatsoever.
He's speechless. That's
hello.
There we go.
Basically, it's what I told you earlier in Skype chat. What the hell was that?
Okay, great analysis. That's what we're looking for. Also on this show, just gonna move
wait,
on.
I didn't see the match. I feel like I'd have more insight on it.
I'm just gonna move along. Well, yes, we'll talk about the U.S. Championship match. It was on the kickoff show. Hopefully, Tim talks to me because he's the only other person who saw it. Riddle defeated Mustafa Ali, but the big story was not Riddle retaining. It was Retribution walking out on Ali.
Mustafa Ali!
I think it was the time has come to finally put Retribution to rest. I think it was a good timing.
I think it's long past time they put that to bed. I mean, it's about been going the size, about a year now, hasn't it?
Well, about the No, it's like last August.
Oh my God.
No, I think it was overdue by about the time they named one of them Slapjack.
They had been teasing on the Twitters that, especially Mia Yim was teasing on the Reckoning account that, you know, her mask was coming off. So you kind of had the feeling that's what was going to happen, and we'll get Mia Yim as Mia Yim, or call her Reckoning, but I hope they call her Mia Yim. And you keep Dominic and Madden, Dio Madden together as a team. They would actually be a good team together. Slapjack is probably just, yeah.
Do we quote-unquote repackage them so that they can be real people?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's hope that they do that.
Take off their mask and call them by their actual names, because that would be quality content.
And let's all just pretend Retribution never happened to begin with.
Anyway, I enjoyed the match.
We all start somewhere.
Tim, did you enjoy the match?
Well, the match itself I didn't have too many problems with. I'm not a huge Riddle fan, and Ali, you know, saddled with this Retribution crap. But the match itself, it was perfectly fine. It was very watchable.
As mentioned, Riddle retained. I was on the kickoff show. Then we got to the first official match on Fastlane on Peacock. You had the women's title on the tag team titles on the line. Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler taking on Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. Mm-hmm. This was much better than last month, I thought.
It went really well, and it actually it drove home the point that Bianca and Sasha are fighting at Mania for the women's title.
Yeah, it did. It really did. We're seeing more heel tendencies coming out of Sasha, which is what needs to happen.
She's dialed up the arrogance level a little bit, definitely in the last 3 weeks.
Calling her a rookie and everything, it's working. It's not a full on heel turn. It's, I guess, more of a tweener than a heel. I guess is the best way to put it.
It's the I am better than you turn.
I am better than you, and you know it. When you reach the pinnacle, anyway. That's a different company, different topic. How would you think, Keishi?
I think the match got done what needed to be done.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if there wasn't much else to it. I mean, they had kind of a swerve tease on Friday. Not that I don't think anybody thought that Sasha and Bianca were going to win these titles, but
especially when they started comparing it to, you know, back when John Cena and Shawn Michaels won the belts going into WrestleMania, it's like, once you start comparing it, you know it's not going to happen.
Yeah, but no, I thought they did a good job, you know, furthering or, you know, creating some sort of tension between the two that wasn't just, well, I won the Rumble, so we're going to fight. And now they're kind of, it gives Bianca a little bit more fire behind her than just, I won this thing, and so I'm kind of entitled to a shot. Now it's, not only did I win this thing and I'm entitled to a shot, now I'm pissed off and I'm going to kick your ass.
And that slap after the match. Woo.
Oh.
She let that one rip.
Yeah.
And it took a Bianca man. It's like, all right, I still got this. We're going to Mania. We're good. But goddamn, that hurt.
Although the one thing that kind of confused me was, like, she was talking all that smack at the sign and not at
Sasha.
Yeah, that was weird.
Like, she's looking at her future and just not her opponent.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that was her fault. I'm pretty sure she was told to do that.
Yeah.
So.
The visual, hey, looking at the sign and going.
Yeah, look at the sign and talk to Sasha Banks.
Yeah. We had a new champion crown for about 5 seconds. Joseph Average, the Old Spice guy, won the 24/7 title and then lost it.
Please.
So is this WWE's version of the Kiss Demon?
Belt.
What was that, Casey?
Is this WWE's version of the Kiss Demon? We've got like a major brand sponsoring a wrestler. And going forward, he will not only wrestle, but peddle his Old Spice wares on the masses.
I mean, they could.
He's the Panther now, right? Isn't that kind of what they alluded to there?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was just something.
So now we'll have R-Truth and Bugenhagen going back and forth for the 24/7 title while also trying to sell Old Spice.
Maybe next month they'll probably do something with the Snickers.
No, they'll be fighting over the lavender scented one.
Yeah.
All right. The internet was in an upheaval. We got a bait and switch on the show. They pulled Shane McMahon. Even though they pulled the match from .com, Shane McMahon got injured. Can't fight Braun. So Shane tricked Elias into fighting Braun, and Braun killed him.
Which is what's happened literally every time Braun has fought Elias.
Yeah, pretty much. But, oh my god, it was a bait and switch. Did you really expect Braun Strowman and Shane McMahon? Were you really upset about it? Tim,
no.
Tim, were you upset?
No, I wasn't upset. You know, we're getting that match media, though.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah, it's not like we were denied a 5-star classic.
I mean, everyone knows Shane's going to jump off something really, really high down on the Braun, or Braun's going to toss him off the boat onto something. It's coming at WrestleMania.
Maybe Braun will, like, roll up Shane into a tiny ball and kick him through the uprights.
No, better yet, because the Tampa with the pirate ship, put him in the cannon and shoot him.
Shouldn't the cannonball spot be for Kevin Owens, though?
I mean, if he had his way, yes.
Just stuff Shane into the cannon and just go, here comes the money! Bam!
I'd pay to see that.
We also had Seth Rollins and Shinsuke Nakamura on the show. The first match that had a real, actual finish that mattered. That wasn't convoluted.
Yeah, it was a decent match. I don't know, like, obviously it was just kind of a filler to further the Cesaro storyline to give, like, them a WrestleMania match, maybe?
Oh, Seth Rollins and Cesaro, yeah.
Which, I mean, if you look at it, doing it that way is a better use of the Fastlane pay-per-view than, say, most of the other things that happen.
Yeah. that's what I don't like about Fastlane is it's just such a stopgap where I know nothing's really going to happen because they have WrestleMania in less than a month.
But hey, we had to test out the Peacock server, so here we are.
Which, from what I heard, is problematic.
No, actually, the live feed was perfect.
Ah.
If you like the old navigation system, you're going to have issues with how to find things on Peacock.
Okay. Also, I hear you can't, like, pause, rewind.
Yeah, that's okay. The features are coming. They're not used to doing live programming, so they've never had a live thing.
Yeah, people are just gonna have to kick it old school, like back in the day when you only had the amount of time for commercials to run and grab what you need. Now it's just like, oh, it's the promo videos between matches. Time to use the can. Woo!
Pretty much. But Seth Rollins wins. He was still obsessed with being swung 22 times. So, and his outfits get more ridiculous every single week.
I love how the Cesaro swing has been a thing for so long. And now it's just someone is having like personal grievance with how many they took.
So he'll take 37 at WrestleMania.
Like, would he be less pissed off if it was only 12?
I mean,
yeah, 8. Yeah, like 18's a hard limit. Once I get that 19th go around, that no. Blood.
That's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
So should we do like an over under as to like being at WrestleMania's on the Peacock network? Whether or not you have time to go and use the washroom during the swing?
You probably could. But yeah, the feud continues. We'll probably see Cesaro on SmackDown. You set up the WrestleMania match. Because you got 2 nights to fill. So there's going to be a lot of matches. You've all been warned. No holds barred. Drew McIntyre, Sheamus.
This match was a match I was looking forward to tonight.
Because you hadn't seen it the last 2 weeks on Raw.
Exactly.
Oh wait. Last week you didn't. The week before you did in the same type of match.
Yeah, but it ended.
See, they could have done something good with this. I mean, you could have put the number one contendership on the line. Say the winner of this match is going to WrestleMania. Give it some meaning.
Yeah, but didn't they already have that for a match?
No, they only announced in Monday that Drew was going to get the title. What's 6 more days? What is 6 more days? Just me. They beat the shit out of each other. That's what this was.
You could tell during this match that these two really do have a fairly lengthy history with each other.
Yeah, you could. I mean, this is what friends do. They beat the shit out of each other.
They do.
And murder some spectators in the process.
They were virtual.
Well, virtual, yeah. So that's all good.
They were virtual spectators. Oh no, it was a good fight. Drew won. Yeah.
Hopefully they kind of do something to keep Sheamus relevant going forward.
That's funny.
Keeping Sheamus relative. That. Yeah.
I said hopefully.
Yeah. I just one question. What do you mean keep?
Well, I mean, you know, as like maintain him as a dude who beats the crap out of people.
Yeah, like WWE doesn't have enough of that happening already.
I mean, not to the caliber that him and Drew did it, no.
Anything else to add about this?
Not really.
Okay. Then we have the angle, Alexa Bliss and Randy Orton, the return of the Fiend. Thoughts?
The extended promo.
Thoughts on the return of the Fiend?
It was fun because it was goofy.
Okay, that's one reaction. Anyone else have a reaction?
I did think it was a little bit slow getting from spot to spot. And I wish they would have pulled out a few more tricks that we hadn't seen before. We've seen the fireball. We've seen the black ooze. You know, I was kind of hoping for a little bit of variety in my supernatural bullshit.
Oh, you see, you got the sky falling.
The sky was, yeah, indeed, the sky, yeah, was falling.
Yeah, I haven't seen that since Celebrity Deathmatch.
But out from the bottom of the ring, burnt to a crisp, it's the Fiend.
Dressed as Freddy Krueger.
Did Freddy Krueger have a snakeskin vest?
So that's how much Freddy Krueger. He looks like the Fiend if he just, like, if he was standing in front of, like, a Looney Tunes explosive that had Acme written on it.
Thanks for the visual.
I'll give Bray Wyatt credit for this. He's going all in on the visual.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever he did to his head to make this whole look work. Bravo, his girlfriend, wife. I don't know if they're married. JoJo, poor JoJo has to look at that. Whatever that hair is.
Hopefully this is a temporary look.
I mean, like, remember when Kane pulled off his mask and he was burned and then he shaved off his head? Maybe that's where we're going?
Yeah, but they bought a whole mask. They bought a brand new custom mask for this.
Well, you could still shave the head.
Throw on a wig.
No, then he's really Kane. And please not the Undertaker wink. That was a bad wink.
Oh, God.
And for whatever reason, they still use that promo picture with the wig for things. I don't know why. But big props to Alexa. She was awesome in the segment.
Yeah.
Her reactions were top-notch.
Oh, no. Her whole bet ever since this thing started has been top-notch.
Mm-hmm. She's been killing it. And she got a win over Randy Orton.
Yeah. A very rare intergender match in WWE.
Yeah. So, we'll get The Fiend and Randy at WrestleMania.
Well, after this, it would be dumb if we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was your main event. Universal Championship, Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan with special ringside enforcer Edge.
This match was awesome until the ref bump.
That we all knew was coming.
Yeah.
I mean, they couldn't even fake that a ref bump was coming. You never see the ref standing right behind the guy for that long. He just stood there waiting. Is it time? Okay. Took it.
Just once, wouldn't it be nice to see a match with a special enforcer where all they do is enforce specially? Like, you know, Edge sees Uso running towards the ring, spears him. That's it. And then the match keeps going.
You mean sort of like what Chuck Norris said all those years ago?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know.
How long ago was that?
1994.
Jesus.
It's been long enough that they could do it again
yeah.
5 or 6 times and it wouldn't get old.
These are all facts. So Edge got in the ring and, you know, became the ref till he took his bump or chair shot into the arm. Then Uso came out, no longer slapping his super kicks.
Oh, no, he was slapping.
And then Roman Reigns tapped out. New champion.
Nobody saw it.
I saw it.
We all saw it.
Nobody that, you know, has any say over it saw it.
I think Edge saw it, too.
But we all saw it.
Call me crazy. Edge saw it and, you know, used the chair to make sure it didn't count.
Would you guys be disappointed to find out that the title match at WrestleMania is going to be a triple threat?
It wouldn't be a shock.
I have mixed feelings about that. Disappointment is not the word I would use, but I mean, I wouldn't
choked.
Be super excited for it either.
Choked.
No, choked. No. I mean,
I'd be choked.
Like, as far as the participants go, like, I guess if they're going to go the way of a triple threat, adding Daniel Bryan to it is okay by me, but I would rather see a one-on-one match over a triple threat for a title at WrestleMania 10 times out of 10.
Yeah, that'd be something novel.
Yeah.
It feels like.
I mean, if they rolled this from Daniel versus Roman to triple threat to Daniel versus Edge, I will accept this just to get Edge and Daniel Bryan one-on-one.
I think that is like the eventual endgame, probably around SummerSlam. But definitely, this match at WrestleMania, in my opinion, as far as I'm concerned, it had better not be a triple threat.
I don't see how it could not be.
With that ending, yeah, I don't think you have a way out of this where it would even make sense for Daniel Bryan to go, no, I'll sit back. You two have your match.
Oh, I hate the thought that it would be.
Also, it's Daniel Bryan. What are you going to do with him at WrestleMania with 3 weeks to build, if not this?
Yeah, true.
He'll be the special enforcer.
Special guest referee.
Sure, he won't be like impartial at all.
And then instead of counting by slapping the mat, he'll count by doing yeses.
Just yes kick everybody, including Paul Heyman. By the way, special mention to Paul Heyman yet once again after a pay-per-view because of what he was doing during the pay-per-view. Very low key, but if you're observant enough to pay attention to him, the guy, oh my, he could teach a class on selling.
Yeah, he's a good textbook example of what a manager should be doing when he's outside of the ring during a match.
Yes, and his facial expressions just ran the gamut tonight, full mm-hmm. range. It was absolutely great.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much a universal fact that Paul Heyman is great at everything except managing a budget.
That deafening silence just basically points out there's no argument with that.
So now we're 3 weeks away from WrestleMania.
We've actually got more matches lined up for WrestleMania as of tonight than we did for Fastlane 1 week ago.
I do want to point out, and I think it's worth pointing out, that our main event tonight, you know, before the ref bump, was a really solid match between a guy who overcame a career-ending concussion injury versus a guy who overcame cancer.
Yeah.
Very astute.
Like I said before, this match was great up until the ref bump. Like, the way they had Daniel Bryan just, like, you know...
If this just does become a triple threat, it's going to be between three guys whose careers should theoretically be over.
Yeah, no, they each played their role very well. It was a really good match.
So all in all, a show.
Yeah, it did what it was meant to do. Basically killed 2.5 hours on a Sunday, and basically, you know, prep all the matches that are expected for WrestleMania.
And test the Peacock servers.
Which apparently did pretty good.
And give a pay-per-view in March. Because lo and behold, we don't have a pay-per-view 1 month of the year that everybody knows not a whole lot's going to happen at.
Well, to be fair, this year's WrestleMania was supposed to be in March. But then plans change.
There you go.
So I think we're done here?
Well, normally we give everybody pick'em results, but those aren't in.
Yeah, I know. They're not here yet.
Probably.
Reminds me, I still have to send you my picks. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. I don't think they're going to be accepted this late into the election.
No, don't worry. I'm still going to get three wrong.
Just like everybody else did. There you go. All right. So that's the review show tonight. Everybody short, sweet, to the point. Don't forget tomorrow immediately following Rot's post show. Oh, wait. Rock, kill the music. Rock, kill the
music. You like how the host of this show is ignored?
The Pick'em Picks are in.
You can talk over the music. Go.
No, I can't, because the music's coming across too loud and it's throwing me off. There, that's better. All right, so thanks for the timely email, intern. Here they are really quickly, pick 'em results. In 14th place, Omega, you tied with Rob with absolutely nothing.
Woo!
So technically you're undefeated, sort of. All alone, 13th place. The 8-ball went 1-3. Keishi, you beat the wheel, which went 1-2, but you went 4-2.
I'll take it.
Okay. Tied for 6th place, 5-1. We've got intern Jobber, Lindsay, Sheila, and Subway. And we got a 5-way tie in... first place with a perfect 6-0, Chris, Michael, Rock, Tommy C, and yours truly, me. And those are the pick'em results.
As you mentioned, the Raw Post Show is live 11 p.m. Eastern tomorrow night.
And there you go. And of course, Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with the multi-time, multi-award-winning host, Lindsay Ward, as they talk about Fastlane and knitting, because 15 minutes later, what are you going to do?
We'll get Lindsay's reaction to The Fiend and so much more Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Will that be a squee?
Get a reaction live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tune in to find out.
Get a reaction.
Yeah, yes. A reaction. Course,
you know, hey, Rock, Fortnite with Friends, the new edition.
Yeah, Thursdays, Saturdays, Fortnite with Friends, twitch.tv/W2Live.
Other shit going down too, right?
Sure.
Creator code Rock and Sock?
Well, that's not. Yeah, use creator code Rock and Sock at Fortnite. I'm shop, #ad.
You're welcome.
Or in the Epic Game Store.
You just had to sneak that one in, didn't you?
It's the same thing.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, Easterners, close as they get to it, another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, the behind-the-scenes of the Temple of Doom, CB Radio.
The intern is in charge of the debate this week.
Oh, shit.
Have fun. GreatAndGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLab.com.
Uh-oh. And, of course, next Sunday night, anything we're talking about, we'll talk about it. At our regular time, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, right here, another edition of WTR Sunday Night. Follow Wild Talk Radio Network on the Twitter machines at Wild Talk Radio. Wrestle Talk Radio is at WTR Sunday Night. And hey, Rock, we're also on Facebook, you know.
Mm-hmm. Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
There you go. Yeah, you can follow me on the Twitter machines at Flames Forums. I also get serious, politically incorrect, and controversial at Voicing Sanity. That's the serious one. If you want a whole bunch of fun, follow me at Flames Forums. If you aren't already, Omega.
Yeah,
I hear you own the internet.
I. Define own.
You're everywhere, goddammit.
So, yeah, if you want to see what I am doing, I try to be in all corners of the internet, hopefully under the same name, but sometimes it doesn't work. If you want to see what I am up to over on Facebook or Instagram, search for The Plastic Addict. Everywhere else on the internet, find me at TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel. That is the website, TJOmega.net. And that is the Twitch channel, where I am trying to stream at least once a week while everything down in my life decides to calm the hell down.
Keishi?
Yo!
You actually tweeted twice this week.
Yeah, that's like a personal average for me. Catch me on Twitter, at KyleDriver. You will find fun things like pictures of kegs I have to lift up onto things, mountainscapes, and tweets about my love for oatmeal raisin cookies.
Ooh, with milk.
Or just, you know, in general, because sometimes you can't take milk with you places.
But with milk.
I mean, if they're not soft already, yeah, but like a soft oatmeal raisin cookie that falls apart just by picking it up doesn't do well in milk.
We'll get the other kind because they work better. there you go. Well, that's it for this week, everybody. Ourselves a great week. Enjoy the programming coming up on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll catch you here next Sunday night for Wrestle Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com.